Toby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Oh, good to get one out of the way.
Starting the week off just fine.
Well, I thought it was good.
I thought it was fantastic, but you critiqued yourself throughout the whole show and then put words in my mouth.
Didn't you? I remember you saying, you're no good at your job. I don't know what you're doing. No, not at all.
I'm very supportive.
But speaking of, like, you know, obviously I can't hear. Dude, our eyesight today.
Yes, everything's failing in your area at the moment, isn't it?
I know.
It's old age. Eyesight's going, ears are going.
You know.
But the eyesight was actually very interesting because, yes, you should get your eyes tested, but we both found out things about our eyes that we didn't actually know anything about.
Yeah.
Very intriguing.
It's a pretty interesting process, isn't it? You can hear that a little later on. You had an interesting experience on Mother's Day.
Oh, yes. Leading into Mother's Day. Fair to say, I should have news for everyone, but I don't have news
you
for
don't.
Everyone.
People assumed, though, didn't they?
People assumed. I don't know what it is.
What's that say?
And
what does that say?
I don't know. Oh. But also, can we talk about your mate?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely illegal.
Yeah.
That is definitely illegal what he's done.
I like the way he's thinking and I get the message behind it, but it's sort of like he missed the mark.
Yeah. It's a funny story, though.
Great story.
You can catch all that and more coming up right now. Caught up with a friend on the weekend over the phone. Lives up north in Queensland. And unfortunately, his pet passed away. So 17 and a half year old dog.
Oh, it's a good innings.
It was.
Great life.
Rescue dog.
There you go.
Most of its life chained up. Really sad story behind it. So he obviously had to get it.
But gave him obviously a good life in the end if he's gone to 17 and a half.
That's right. So this dog loved this park. Absolutely loved it. It was like, and so he said when he would see the dog at the park, it made him, you know when you see something that's really beautiful and happy?
Yeah.
And you just feel good inside?
It brings joy to your life.
It does. Anyway, so unfortunately the dog's passed away. And he goes, so he wanted to bury the dog at the park.
That the dog loved.
Just as a nice little, like, you know.
Are you allowed to do it?
I don't think you can. I said that too. I was like, I don't think you can do it.
I mean, really nice, and I understand it means a lot to you.
Yeah, really sentimental. Great moment. Maybe the ashes.
Yeah, check the T's and C's. I probably would.
I'm sure you could just sprinkle the ashes or something. Yeah. Anyway, he did it anyway.
Okay.
So, as you can imagine, when you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing, and I don't condone this at all, by the way.
No.
I gave him a stern talking to.
But the beautiful message he was trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. But anyway, when you do, you're obviously anxious. You're on edge.
Yes.
So dog's not a small dog, like a Labrador. Big, that sort of size.
Okay.
It's like a mix of things.
Yes.
So it's a decent sized dog. So he's carting this dog and a shovel through this park. Pretty heavy. He's on edge.
If that went past you, what are you thinking?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hang on a second. You definitely turn around to that.
Anyway, so he's starting to dig the hole, and then he's like, he's almost having a panic attack. He's like, heart's
rightly
pumping.
Rightly so.
Yeah. Every time
I'm anxious for him right now.
Every time he digs, he's like throws the dirt, looks over his shoulder. Okay, is there someone coming? All of a sudden, sees a guy. He's walking through the park, just on his own, just an older bloke. Minding his own business. And the guy looks at him, like, digging a hole, and then he sort of walks past him, but then he takes a second glance. He looks back and he goes,
he's suspicious.
Just quickly, mate, what are you doing? And so my mate's panicked and gone, well, I don't want to say dog, so I'm going to say something smaller. He goes, I'm burying my bunny, my pet bunny. And then the guy goes, pony? You're going to need a bigger hole than that. Toby and Josh on K-Rock.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos. He obviously runs Amazon.
Yep.
And it's recently come out that he, back in the day, back when he first created it, he created a public profile with his company and he actually reviewed some of the products that were on Amazon.
Yeah.
And it's brewing because they've been released. So one was in 2000. His first review was Wow, a Masterpiece, which was on the Oscar win for the film Life is Beautiful. And that's all he reviewed. Something's, that was cute.
5 stars, I'm guessing.
Yeah, 5 stars with that one. He had another review where he just wrote on the true story of the atomic spaceship and said, brilliant. So quite not detailed.
Yeah,
just giving an insight into who he is.
It's like when you start a Facebook page, you comment on your own
exactly.
posts. Yeah.
But his last review, which was made on August 9th, 2006, this one got me thinking, what's going on here, Jeff? It's on a gallon of Tuscan Dairy whole vitamin D milk. So just milk. He commented saying, I love milk so much that I've been drinking it since the day I was born. I don't think it was Tuscan, though.
So just completely irrelevant, really.
Who knows what that means? A lot of questions. He's still drinking milk.
Yeah.
He's a billionaire, loves his milk.
Hey, if that's not, you know, something to put on the ad campaign.
Yeah, I'd be running with that. But it did get me thinking about quirky reviews left online. And I thought I'd better stick to Amazon because it is Jeff's baby. And there are some weird people out there, let me tell you that much.
Okay.
Because there's weird people selling stuff and there's weird people buying stuff.
Righto.
And even stranger reviewing it.
So, you have to take a lot to offer a review.
Yes.
Like I just,
you've
bare
really
minimum.
Got to be, it's got to have affected you in a way where you think, I've got to let everyone know.
Yeah.
And so there was a rubber penguin mask, which was part of when Happy Feet came out. And so it literally could go over a human head, a big adult size. Yeah. Now, the review is from a mum who says, I wear this mask to sing lullabies to my babies. They are terrified of the mask. Whenever they protest about it, their bedtime or eat too many sweets, I whip out the mask and, hey, soon they know who the king penguin is. So smart trick there.
Yeah, a little sadistic, but
this one I'm very confused about, actually, the item.
Yeah.
A crafting with cat hair book. So many questions.
Oh, for some random reason, I think I've seen that book before.
What?
Not like in person, but I remember reading it.
I'm sorry.
Like, I didn't buy it, but I'm just saying, like, I saw it and thought,
I know you like knitting a scarf, I just didn't know it was out of cat hair. A person's reviewer said, I purchased this book as I was tired of people sitting near me on public transport. Works like a charm. That's you, isn't it? These are weird people from the internet. Turns out I work with the weird one.
Driving you home, 3 to 7pm weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
As you get older, Herbie, and, you know, there's certain things start to go. Obviously, you're not as mobile.
Yep.
One of the things for me is certainly my eyesight started to get not as great.
Well, we gathered this when we went to the footy together to watch Geelong take on West Coast, and you couldn't really see the match.
No, well, I can see what's going on. It's just like if you go, who's that? I can't see the number.
Yeah. You were squinting. Didn't look easy for you.
No, it didn't. So I was like, okay, maybe I should go get my eyes tested. This is when you made the claim, I've got perfect vision.
20/20 vision.
You reckon?
Yep. No doubt about it.
Yeah. So we went together today, went to Westfield, GMHBA Eye Care.
Yes.
Can I just say fantastic?
Oh.
Brilliant to be involved.
Lovely service. Sarah did my eyes and she was incredible.
Yeah, I had Anna, which was fantastic. So you got yours done first. Bit of an issue.
Well, I won't lie. I was quite nervous. Normally I'm fine having an eye test, but knowing that in a way it was a competition and that I have gotten older since the last time I did one, I thought, oh, no.
I've been talking myself up.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, have I spoken too soon? Have I jumped the gun? But the issue I did have wasn't as my eyesight as such. It was that I kept fogging up the eyeglasses that you had to look through to spell out the letters.
Because you're so hot.
I was so hot. And she had to, Sarah standing next to me, wiping after every time I looked, I had to step back and she'd wipe the lens again because I'd fog them up.
Oh, wow.
I fog up cars too. It's a similar thing.
But aside from that, here's how you went.
Oh, good. But you do have a really good vision there.
Yay.
Pretty much perfect.
Boom. 20/20 vision, felt so good, walked out very chuffed, thought, you beauty, and then it daunted on me that you were still in doing your
test. That's right. So I came in a little bit later than you did. Big shout out to Anna, who kept saying, okay, that's good. Okay, that's good. So, like, really supportive through the
You're
whole thing.
You're feeling okay.
Feeling good. My biggest concern was that I would have to legally have glasses to drive.
Well, this is what I was thinking. I thought you'd walk out.
No, you were hoping I'd walk out. That's what you said. You said, I hope you walk out and you have to get glasses on the spot. Otherwise, you're going to just hand in your license. Okay. In fact, chop it up right now is what you were thinking.
Maybe.
I wasn't that bad. I was short-sighted,
yes.
So I can't see things far away. But
Which
I also,
explains the footy.
Yeah, exactly right. I wasn't just making it up. But there was something else.
things far away a little bit harder for you to see. You also have a touch of what we call astigmatism.
Oh, right.
So what that means is the overall shape of your eyes, so they're being nice and round, it's a little bit elongated like an Aussie rules.
Yeah, right.
So it means everything you look at looks that little bit stretched as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, right.
A little bit stretched.
A little bit stretched. You got Hey Arnold eyes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Football.
See, I was just so sure that you would have a problem with your eyes.
Why?
Because I don't think anyone would willingly leave the house looking the way that you do.
Who's got a brand new way to drive home? Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Elon Musk, the SpaceX founder, Tesla founder,
yes.
Billionaire.
He's done a lot. He wants to send a lot of people to the moon too.
Wants to live on Mars.
Yep.
Not only that, he has now hosted Saturday Night Live.
He's done it all. Man of many talents.
So learn a bit about him. So he was saying that he's the first person with Asperger's to host Saturday Night Live, which is a bit of an achievement, obviously.
That's great.
Good on him. He said some things like, I reinvented electric cars and I'm sending people to Mars in a rocket ship. If I've offended you, did you think I was going to be a chill, normal dude?
It's true.
Fair enough.
Fair point. I honestly wouldn't pick him to be doing Saturday Night Live. It's a bit of stand-up.
Well, he's in it because he's, with Grimes. I don't know if they're married, but they've got the child together,
yeah, the,
which I still can't
the space
pronounce
child,
the weird
X-A-E
name.
XAE/.
Asher.
Dot,
Asher X something.
Yeah.
he named it after a plane.
Yes.
His favourite plane.
It was a few of their favourites and they blended it together.
Blended together. Anyway, here's his start, his opening monologue.
It's an honour to be hosting Saturday Night Live. I mean that. Sometimes after I say something, I have to say, I mean that. So people really know that I mean it.
That's fair.
It was.
I don't mind.
I didn't think it was, because I was reading the articles and saying how bad it was. I didn't think it was that bad.
But what could you expect? He's not a comedian
going
on there. He's a genius that has done a lot when it comes to technology.
So what I thought we'd do is we're going to play a game right now. We're going to play, it's a bit of a who am I. So I've got some voices. You just have to tell me who that person is.
Yep.
They're all people that have hosted Saturday Night Live.
A lot of people have hosted SNL.
Well, these are people that have hosted multiple times.
Okay.
Like five and above.
Okay.
So I think, and they're pretty distinctive voices. So I'm a bit annoyed. That's too easy. I'm thinking.
You always say this, though.
No,
you set me up to. You,
no, I'm a bit annoyed.
You did this earlier in the show, the 5-second rule.
These are easy.
I'm trusting you.
Okay, here we go. Here's the first one.
I thought, I want to just drink like a normal person and I want to have wine at dinner and so on. And I was able to.
Surely you know that one.
I know it, but I don't know it. Can you go one more time?
Oh, okay.
I thought, I want to just drink like a normal person and I want to have wine at dinner and so on. And I was able to.
Been in the news recently.
He has?
Yeah.
Matthew Perry.
No, close though. Ben Affleck.
Oh, very close.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, been in the news for the same thing.
Yeah, the same thing.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Next one.
Our director, Adam, he was like, if you want to change it up and walk from somewhere else, there are no rules. And I was like, God, it really took you.
Katy Perry.
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, doesn't it sound like Katy Perry?
Our director, Adam, he was like,
if
you want to change.
Maybe they're not that easy. That makes me a little bit happier.
I haven't got any right, so maybe they're not.
You're
easy.
Not getting them right. I don't know why, but I'm happy about it. Next one.
Aspirations of doing other things. Mm-hmm. And we had talked about it.
You should get that one.
Are you sure?
Aspirations of doing other things. Mm-hmm. And we had talked about it.
I feel like
singer.
It could be a singer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Boy band.
That would be Harry, Louis, Justin Timberlake.
All right, last one.
It was just the best. Until making mid-90s, it was the formative experience in my life because.
Oh, my God, I know that one. It was the go again.
Oh, okay.
It was just the best until making mid-90s.
Please would have been. Right?
It was the formative experience in my life because.
I don't know it, but I know it.
Well, you don't know it then.
Is it a TV show?
Jonah Hill.
That's why. I watched his movie on the weekend, Superbad.
Yeah.
Classic. Don't know his voice though.
Didn't help you out, did it? Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I'm still trying to explore Geelong and the Surf Coast and find out where the hot spots are around town, and a lot of people have their opinions on where is the favourite place to go to. And
what do you mean?
Well, you know, you mentioned, oh, where should I go for Thai?
Oh,
and everyone will spark up and say they've got their favourite. I'm like, well, I can't go to 17 places.
No.
I mean, eventually I can, but it's a mission and a half.
I always wait for confirmation. So if I say to you, like, have you got any good TV shows?
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, Superstore's really good.
Yeah.
I'll wait until someone else recommends that show.
You need a double.
I just, yeah.
Dude, that's not a bad strategy.
I just feel like I need confirmation.
It's fair. Well, I actually asked one person for Saturday night a recommendation, and I trusted them, backed them in. And they came through with the goods.
Okay.
It was great. So I went to Oriental K, the Korean on Paco Street.
Mm-hmm.
And lovely, lovely dinner. Oh, the food was divine. Had run out of the chicken, though, because I've heard it's very, very popular. So I was quite annoyed at that. So I'm going to have to go back to have the chicken. But luckily, I tasted it.
Because you know it's
else.
Good if it's run out.
Yeah, that's
like,
why.
Like, everyone's come in there.
When they said that, I was like, kicking myself. And I wasn't even there late, but it's hot property.
Bang, got to be there. Got to be quick.
Something happened while we were at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when we were leaving that I have thought about a few times since leaving, because I'm not too sure why I was asked. So it was Mother's Day yesterday, celebrated all our mums. Happy Mother's Day
to
all.
Did you celebrate with your mum? No.
I FaceTimed with her and she loved the call.
Yeah.
But we were out for dinner and I noticed that one of the people working at Oriental K, they were going round to the mums in the restaurant and they would hand them a container and say, put your hand in and pick one of these out. They went past all the single people and it was just celebrating the mums.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely thing. So we'd finished our meal. They'd walked past me multiple times, never got offered it, which is fine because I'm not a mum.
No.
And went up to pay, was paying. They said, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Said, I'll have to come back try the chicken. And then while I was leaving on my way out, hey, hey, miss.
Yeah, yeah.
Come back.
Yeah, yeah.
And I come back. She goes, I'm so sorry. We're celebrating Mother's Day and we nearly forgot you.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to say then that I wasn't a mum, so I obviously went through with it and put my hand in and I've won myself a free glass of wine for the next time I go.
Yeah.
But I'm not a mum.
So they thought that you, like, what you were dressed in, and I'm just going off, is it because you had stains on your clothes again? Like, is it like you'd spilt food on you at
are
breakfast?
You pregnant people or mums?
Well, because like if you've got a child, you know, they're eating, they'll spill it all over you. You just haven't cleaned yourself up. They've gone, you know what? She really needs this free wine. It is Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 95.
Who's got a brand new way to drive home? Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 95. Herbie and Josh's phone booth. Will someone pick up?
We're sorry.
I'm feeling that now that we've got an opener for it, it's official.
It's a positive
something
sign.
Something that we do.
And people are talking about it now. They want to answer a payphone. Or at least my dad is talking about it because he's going around lecturing anyone that he comes into contact with in public and says, if you hear a payphone ring, answer it.
Have to know him.
He doesn't. No, one guy was telling him that he heard one ring once and he goes, why didn't you answer it? And fully like ripped into him. Dad, calm down. We want them to answer, not be scared of answering.
No, I love that. Wayne is determined. So, well, we're all determined.
We are.
So we call a payphone randomly anywhere around Geelong and the Surf Coast, the Bellarine, just trying to find one.
That will we go. Have someone pick up on the other side.
I'm going to kick it off today with going into Leopold, Herbie.
Yes.
And this one is just near the post office. Let's hope for the best.
Fingers crossed.
Always get adrenaline.
Come on.
Nah, next one.
Nah. Sorry, Leopold.
Next one. Let's go somewhere a little bit different. Let's go. Where is it going to be?
Where do you think people are friendlier on a Monday?
Train station?
Yes. Surely.
Surely.
I reckon I've used a payphone at a train station back
in the
heyday. So
this is near the North Shore train station. Are we going?
Okay. Curious people hang out at train stations?
Well, I just feel like people could be getting off the train.
I don't
know what time the train time.
Maybe they need to use a payphone to order, let's say, an Uber. Yeah, a taxi or an Uber.
You don't order an Uber through a payphone.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You could call your Uber driver, though.
You could. Here we go. Surely.
Give it a few more rings, I reckon.
Two more.
They're running maybe for a train. Come on. It hurts. It's another loss.
It is, and it actually hurts me more than you'd think because I'm really expecting someone will
get so excited.
Oh, well, wait next till week. Monday.
Throwing you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Looks like Eastern Beach and down by the waterfront, a bit of money can be spent down there, Herbie, to improve it.
Well, it's a lovely spot, especially you and I when we finish and we go out there because that's where we park. The view out there at night is spectacular at the moment.
It's just magical.
We were taking selfies, and you took it. That's a first for you.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's how beautiful it was looking.
It does look really, well, especially when it's all lit up.
It's gorgeous.
It's a great spot. There's no doubt about it. So about $500,000going to be spent on the waterfront to improve it, security, refurbishments, improvements as well to the infrastructure.
And it got you and I thinking of what could we add to it to improve it further? Because we're always looking ways to bring more people in to see the beautiful place we do live.
Yeah.
And we were thinking, and this is something we secretly want, is we want a big thing. We want to put us on the map.
It needs to have like an Instagram quality about it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because that's how people share information these days, isn't it? So like when they see a good Instagram picture, they're like, oh, I want to go and check it out.
We want to get it on the top 10 list of TripAdvisor.
You know what I reckon would be kind of cool too?
Yeah.
It's just a giant slide.
Oh, a slip and slide?
Only problem is it has to be manned. Like, no, just into the water. Like a giant slide.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That just
like
goes
a big water
all
zone, yeah.
the way down from like, even from the car park there at Eastern Beach.
That would
on the
be
hill,
a ripper slide.
And then just goes right into the water.
We have put it up at our Instagram at K-Rock where you can get involved as well. And I love this little option coming through. And I think you're going to be a big fan of it, Josh.
Yep.
Go-karts.
Yeah, brilliant.
Brilliant.
But where?
we'd have to clear a bit of space, but I reckon bring in the go-karts.
Are we going in and out of people? Like, you know how they do the Mario Kart stuff in Japan?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Brainstorming.
Now we're talking.
So this is only the start of it. If you have any other ideas, go to our Instagram, let us know, because I reckon we can expand on this.
Share your suggestion online. We'd love to hear from you. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
He's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah.
Oh, yeah, nah, nah.
Oh, nah, yeah.
Yeah, mate, yeah, nah, nah, yeah, yeah.
So this is where we get your thoughts, Herbie, on the daily topics. Could be in the news.
Yep.
Stuff you've said off air.
Yes.
Generally get some good stuff there.
always forget that you're always listening.
Well, not always. I think
no,
I
actually,
caught,
yeah,
I caught out today, didn't I?
Yeah. He said, oh, yeah, what's this? And you were completely wrong. You had tuned out from me.
Did not listen at all. That's all right. So, yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes. Kicking off with this one, having a garden gnome.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Brings a bit of character.
Bit of charm.
You don't see enough gnomes around, I don't think. I like a good gnome.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
Yeah. If it makes me look twice at their garden, I go, ah. And I also think that people who have gnomes, they're fun people. They're very lovable people. They're happy.
Yeah.
You're not going to see someone who's very angry who has a gnome.
Oh, I don't know.
You reckon? Unless it was like an angry gnome. You know?
Yeah.
Like painting really thick eyebrows aggressively.
Just to let everyone know outside that like, that's a miniature version of me.
Exactly.
So there's a shortage of garden gnomes over in the UK at the moment. So remember that canal got blocked, the Suez Canal?
Yes.
With the cargo ship ages ago. So a lot of consumer goods on there. So garden gnomes are one of them. there's a concrete shortage, stone and plastic as well.
But the garden gnomes?
Garden gnomes.
Jesus, I can imagine the concrete shortage.
Well, because there was a massive thing in the UK when obviously they couldn't leave with lockdown and plants and indoor and everyone became a gardener.
Decorated their gardens with garden gnomes.
Gotta have one.
How shattered would you be if you've been waiting for that garden gnome for months?
you'd be almost forgot you ordered it. Portable fish tank.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. It's just fish.
What, did you have a pet fish at all?
We didn't have a pet fish, but my auntie had a fish, and when she'd go away, she'd leave it with us. And this happened multiple times. She left her fish with us, but we'd all feed it, and I've got four brothers. And so we're all feeding the fish in the end. Every time she went away, it happened three times, the fish didn't last.
What is the point where you come like, okay, maybe this isn't the best idea, leaving it with these people.
The herb strikes? No.
But she went back.
And then she now doesn't have a fish and has a dog.
They're a little bit older now. Maybe they know. So there's these things that are designed, and it's to show how extravagant the fish you've bought from the fish market is. So, like, you'll come home and make that for dinner. So you go to the fish market in Japan.
And buy a nice fish.
And you can see it's almost like this little portable, almost like a lunchbox, but it's see-through. And you're walking around with your fish in it to show off the fish you bought at the market.
It's a fish tank. What kind of fish? I mean, that's a wide question, isn't it? Surely you're just getting tuna or something. No?
Would a tuna fit in a little small? They're pretty big, aren't they?
The ones I catch.
Walking on a glass bridge.
Yeah, nah.
Like a see-through one?
Like a see-through one.
I love it. I get scared. I think I'm not scared of heights, but then you hop on one of them and everything changes because you look down and you think, oh, my giddy aunt, I could fall through any minute. You don't, though, so it's good.
Well, someone did.
No.
A tourist was left clinging for dear life, so the glass panels actually shattered. The bridge is 330 feet high in the air, so like say 100 something meters.
You're not surviving that.
Holding on because there was like strong winds of up to like 150 k's coming through.
That's ridiculous. Glass is shattered.
Surely you don't let anyone on the bridge.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, like
when I bungee jumped, we had to walk out and we weren't allowed to come back because it was too windy. So we stayed there for 4 hours.
Yeah,
at least we had that a stable place to stay, not a glass thing that's falling through.
No, they've just gone. You know what? We'll get one more through. they literally went through. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.